You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. Today we explore what South Asians are following this election season, and the South Bay has one of the largest South Asian populations in the country. Some of them have gone on to high public office, like Attorney General Kamala Harris, who was San Francisco's district attorney. Her mom's Indian. San Francisco Republican Party Chair Harmeet Dhillon is Sikh American. There have been a number of recent surveys of South Asian voting trends. Here to discuss those with me is Richard Springer, longtime staff reporter for India West, the weekly national paper serving the South Asian community.
Now, locally, we do have some very, very big races. One would be in Sacramento area, where Dr. Ami Bera, A-M-I-B-E-R-A, is running against an entrenched Republican, Dan Lundgren, and it's rated a toss-up up there. And there's another very high-profile race in Fresno area, where a Republican, very young Republican, who is a son of immigrant farmers and doctors, is running for Congress there against McInerney, who lives in Pleasanton, or at least did, and has moved into the district. And that race is also very close. Now, there's a case where a Republican is challenging a Democrat in a highly Democratic Northern California.
Hmm. That's interesting because, you're saying one is Republican, the other is Democratic. I was trying to find a pattern there, but this seems not to be a pattern. Are they equally Democrat or Republican, or do they lean either way?
I think the pattern probably is that a lot of young Indian Americans who were born in this country are now looking at politics, and both of those are, in one case a Republican, in the other case a Democrat, looking to get involved in politics. So that's what we're seeing. We're seeing the new generation, not the India-born generation, but the U.S.-born Indian Americans who are now, perhaps after the example of Bobby Jindal in Louisiana and
who's Republican.
Yes, two Republican governors, but also Kamala Harris, a Democrat in California, and some other people who have been elected to statewide office all over the country, seeing those examples and getting involved in politics. So that is a trend.
I'm from the Union City, Fremont area, large Indian and South Asian population there, and I think Fremont might make history soon if Anu Natarajan is the winner in her race, she's running for Fremont mayor. And is there a chance of her winning?
Oh, yes, a big chance, because she's done her groundwork and established grassroots support by serving on the council and serving well and authoring legislation or being very active in the community, not only in the Indian community but in the greater community. And of a city that size, it definitely would make history. There are not that many Indian American women, as many as there are Indian American men who've served in councils and mayorship. So for a city of that size, and then also the fact that it is one of the highest percentages of Indian Americans in the total population of a major city, so it will make history.
So let's move now from talking about kind of personalities to issues. What issues are important to the South Asian communities, and what are they looking forward to this election year?
Well, the survey that came out last week had two parts to it. The second was on issues, and they found across the board that the all Asian groups are very, very much concerned with the economy and with jobs. Those are the ones that jump out. And the other thing they found in the survey that came out today is that the independent vote is still very strong in California. A lot of people identify themselves as independents in the Asian communities. And secondly, that they do support affirmative action, and they ask the question two ways, one just asking directly about affirmative action, and the other saying, emphasizing that it increases diversity in society. And in both cases, about three-quarters of the people support affirmative action, which goes against some some groups out there who have been saying that Asians don't support affirmative action.